From inside the bunker of the MTD radio studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Three people were killed in a two-vehicle head-on crash on County Road 211 about 7 miles south of Denver City Monday afternoon. That according to the Texas Department of Public Safety. A 40-year-old Denver City woman driving a 2003 Expedition carrying a 64-year-old Denver City woman and a 16-year-old girl from Seminole crossed over into the center lane of 211 into an oncoming 2020 Chevy pickup towing a trailer and hit it head-on. The two women in the Expedition died at the scene. The teenage girl passed away at a Lubbock hospital. The driver of the pickup from Seminole was taken to the Yoakum County Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The Economic Development Corporation of Lee County received $275,000 from the City of Hobbs. Hobbs City Commissioners unanimously approved funding for three factions of the economic agency. One was for $200,000 for operating costs, the other was $50,000 for special projects, and $25,000 for retail recruitment. Kyle Marksteiner with the City of Carlsbad reports that New Mexico Department of Transportation will begin median work today at Stevens and Canal Streets. A work zone will be in place and Canal will be the only traveling lanes in that area. The standing water from recent rains have brought out the mosquitoes, and the City of Hobbs Parks and Open Spaces staff will conclude mosquito spraying tonight. It will be done on property fronts perpendicular to wind direction. That means every street might not be sprayed directly, but the strategy is that the wind drift will blanket the areas. Public roadways, city parks, sports fields, and cemeteries will be the focus this round. Additional spraying will be conducted as needed. The New Mexico Oil Conservation Commission voted to approve the final order amending the release rule, which prohibits major and minor spills from oil and gas industry operations, while giving the OCD increased authority to take enforcement actions against operators who spill. Susan Torres, spokesperson for the New Mexico Energy Minerals and Natural Resources Department, elaborates.
We worked with a lot of stakeholders moving into this rule, and we think that it strikes a good balance of making sure that we're protecting the environment and working with the industry to make sure that they're compliant.
In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.